Zuhören macht Sinn. Blind TV. Das Radio gegen Behinderer.
Ja, hallo, hier ist Wolfgang Timmel. Und ich sitze hier im Studio und schaue aus dem Studio. Und dann kommen gerade eine Menge sehbehinderter Frauen und Männer herein. Und die kommen alle zu mir, die sind meine Gästinnen. Die Barbara Lefts kommt da herein. Und ja, sie haben es gerade geschafft. Wir sind hier bereits online. Und heute haben wir eine lustige. Hallo Barbara. Bitte komm da geradeaus herein. Sie kommen etwas verspätet, die Gäste. So, bitte komm geradeaus weiter. Etwas nach links. Links, da ist ein Sessel für dich. Ganz links, servus, grüß dich. Hallo. So, alles etwas verspätet, weil wir haben heute Gäste. Okay, etwas weiter rüber. Hallo.
Hallo.
Hallo, hallo, everybody.
Can we sit down?
Ja, please. Okay. There's a microphone, there's a microphone, okay, there's the wall, okay. The dog can go there. So, one more seat. Hello. Eine kurze Pause, Sie sind etwas verspätet gekommen, aber wir sind gerade am Platzieren, okay. Just take a seat, yes, the chair is there, yeah. So, yeah, perfect. So, there we have another chair over there. Another microphone. Yeah. All right. So welcome everyone.
Thank you.
So there's one more chair and maybe you can bring from outside, yeah. Okay, so we have to check the microphones first. Would you mind me to close the door when you come in? Das ist heute eine improvisierte Sendung, aber ich begrüße aus Italien und aus Schweden, hast du gesagt, Barbara, gell? Die Barbara Lefts begrüße ich hier bei mir im Studio, Blind TV. Welcome, everyone. And so, this is the reason why are all these women here, Barbara. Vielleicht könntest du, could you move over the microphone to her? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay, let's try it. Yeah.
Good.
Perfect. Perfect. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Good. Wir haben hier Gäste aus Göteborg und aus Florenz und der Anlass für den Besuch hier ist ein EU-Projekt mit dem Namen Ecolutions. Es ist ein Projekt, das sich mit Erwachsenenbildung bzw. dem Zugang zur Erwachsenenbildung für Frauen, die sehbehindert oder blind sind, beschäftigt. Die Gäste aus Schweden kommen von der Frauenvolkshochschule Göteborg und die Gäste aus Florenz von der Sektion Florenz des italienischen Sehbehinderten- und Blindenverbandes. Und wir haben hier unser drittes Projekttreffen von dreien und sind also gerade dabei, sozusagen das Projekt allmählich zu Ende zu bringen.
Was geschah bisher?
Wir hatten Projekttreffen in Göteborg und in Florenz und das Ziel des Projekts ist der Austausch von Erfahrungen, von Best-Practice-Beispielen zum Thema, wie kann Erwachsenenbildung, und zwar ein ganz weites Feld von Erwachsenenbildung, nicht unbedingt berufsbezogen, sondern der Bogen spannt sich vom Kochkurs bis zur politischen Bildung, also alles, was allgemein an Erwachsenenbildung geboten wird, wofür sich Menschen interessieren, wie kann das für Frauen, die blind oder stark sehbehindert sind, zugänglich gemacht werden. Die Frage war, sind integrierte Gruppen günstiger oder sind spezielle Gruppen nur für diese Personengruppe günstiger und zu welchen Themen ist welche Gruppe günstiger? Und wir haben eben an den einzelnen Standorten Erfahrungen gesammelt, uns auch über die Lebenssituation von sehbehinderten und blinden Frauen informiert Und dieses wird jetzt alles zusammen in ein Handbuch einfließen, das dann eine Art Richtlinie für Personen sein soll, die Kurse anbieten, an denen auch sehbehinderte und blinde Frauen teilnehmen sollen.
So, who is from Göteborg?
Yes.
Okay, so why I don't know the relation between Firenze, Göteborg and Graz, why did it come like this? You have to just move, or you can take this microphone. Let's take this here. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
Can you explain that?
Yeah.
Yes, me?
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Of
Hi.
Course. It's okay in English.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah,
thank you.
My German I can't speak Swedish either, though.
Oh, my German is not so good. It's not a special meaning, so to say. We tried to make different countries to join this project, and Austria and Italy were interested, so that's why.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how's the blind community in Sweden? Are they accepted, or how is your... I don't know about blind in Sweden.
About
being blind okay. In Sweden, what does it mean?
It's quite okay, but you have a plan, a national plan for accessibility, which means that every mood, everything in Sweden should be accessibility in has accessibility in 2010. Mm-hmm. So that is really a big project, and I was very glad to have the cooperation with the Woman Folk High School in Gothenburg to be the pilot of making a school complete in accessibility for pupils.
Yes, yeah. And from Firenze, who is from Italy? Yeah. Can you speak English as well?
A little bit.
Oh, okay. So
can you repeat the question?
I was asking about, you know, how it came that you've been hearing grounds about a project, and how is being blind in Italy? How is it being blind in Italy? Because I once did a CD it was called Talking Crosswalks. I should send you one, because we collected all over the world traffic signs for the blind, you know, and because they are so different in all the countries. Uh-huh. And I made a CD. It's just like an acoustic picture postcard collection. Mm-hmm. So as far as I know, in Italy, I think in Livorno once there was a traffic signal at the lamps, but normally in Italy I couldn't find any for blind people. It must be really tough to be in the traffic in the public space in Italy.
I just have to translate.
Dice
qual è la questa com'è che vi siete incontrati, in relazione c'è fra questi tre paesi e si sono incontrati. Poi ha fatto tutta una spiegazione di una cosa che sinceramente non sono riesco ora a tradurre bene. Ha spiegato un po' i progetti, di qualche cosina.
Vabbè, niente, allora dici che noi ci siamo incontrati perché la delegazione svedese e austriaca è venuta a Firenze, conoscevano un'associazione appunto in Italia, sono venuta a Firenze, hanno chiesto di incontrarci. L'idea, cioè, ci accomuna l'idea dell'educazione permanente della disabilità, e abbiamo quindi cominciato questo viaggio insieme con questo progetto all'interno ognuno del proprio paese, e poi con questi confronti che ci sono stati.
Okay, let's try.
we met each other because one day 2 years ago the Swedish delegation came to Florence, and the Austrian delegation came to Florence, and as they knew our association in Florence, we decided to start a collaboration and cooperation. So we had the chance to be part of this project, European project, and we had the opportunity to carry it out with other countries, because we have in common some topics as obviously disability and education, adult education of persons who in our case have visual impairments.
But once again, the question about the traffic lights. The traffic signals for blind. I couldn't figure out. There are quite rarely.
Sì.
Semaforo.
To be blind in Firenze, for example, when you have to cross the street.
Dice i problemi. Che ci sono ad esempio quando riguarda i semafori a Firenze.
Sì, semafori acustica.
Sì, l'acustica del semaforo.
Sì, gli dice che ci sono ancora. Ora comunque stanno mettendone anche di più, anzi sono, si possono continuamente richiedere e il comune è disponibile, però ancora ci sono questi problemi, non è completamente coperta
la città.
E soprattutto ci sono anche problemi di viabilità perché la città è continuamente in fieri e purtroppo è una città piccola e vuole essere una città grande.
We now starting to have these traffic lights with acoustic announcement. We have not obviously in all the city, but we are now going on to in this way to change the way of mobility, urban mobility.
Okay.
We have also many problems because Florence is in these last years has many work in progress, so it's not easy to have this this kind of service in all the town.
Okay. So how are the results for you? So you came here to Graz, it's been a nice trip, hopefully for all of you. And what are you doing right now here? You have discussions or panels or whatever. How many women are involved? Let's move it over the microphone over there. Okay. Again to the Swedish.
In the whole project, it's a bit difficult to say because different women are involved different times, but I think about 15 or so altogether have been in the project. But then we have been working with different things in our countries. So in at our place, all the students at our schools and the personnel have been involved. And in Italy, they have had courses for visually impaired people. So many more, hundreds have been involved in the project, you can say. And here in Graz, they have had courses which maybe Barbara can tell about. So, but the small group is about 15 altogether who have met.
Okay. Barbara, can you move a bit forward to the mic? Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. So about what happened in Graz?
These days when the meeting here is, we went to the Zeughaus, to the Armory, to have a guided visit there, because there is the possibility to touch all objects. And it's one idea that if you want to make a museum accessible for blind visitors, then there has to be something to touch. So it's nice to have an acoustic description, it's nice to have a good guide, but it's very important to touch things. So that was an example for that. And we have some courses here since last September in a pharmacy, in Mohn Apotheke, for making natural cosmetics. And we did that in an integrated group and in a group especially for blind and visually impaired people. And we will have such a workshop tomorrow for all our guests to have that as another example.
Poor pharmacy. They will mess around.
They're used to that. They know us already.
Some photos.
And so and we had And so the results that we bring in here are also that we designed a questionnaire for blind and visually impaired women to find out what kind of adult education they would like to have and in which way they would want to have it. Mm-hmm. Because some of us think that you can't do anything in an integrated group. Mm-hmm. There are some topics which are easier or more relaxed if you do it in a group, especially for visually impaired and blind women. Mm-hmm. And we also designed this questionnaire to find that out. It was unfortunately not possible to really make a big survey with it, mm-hmm. but maybe this can be done in the future, or our partners can use it in their countries and find out there for their women what they would like to have.
So what will the final results be? When is it a time limit of the project? When will it end? And maybe passing over to Italy, or maybe to translate before, and okay.
Yes,
Sweden first.
The final results, the end of the project is in September. Then mm-hmm. we have to give a final report to the EU. And the real final result is this handbook, mm-hmm. actually. But also we can say we have had many good results, meeting, exchanging experiences, getting to know what it's like to be blind or visually impaired in Austria or in Italy, and compare with our own situation.
Are there differences?
There are many differences.
For example?
Yes, you have to help me now. I think in Italy, I think they have all these big organizations that take care very much of blind and visually impaired people, and they also have volunteers.
Yeah.
Much more than we have in Sweden.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. Please, can you say something, Denise, about the differences
between? Not in front of you. Yeah, here.
Okay. Yes, I think you have to have a system for taking to be able to produce, for example, Braille. Mm-hmm. And I think it's no of the countries is it so very obvious that blind people can join traditional courses. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's not also, it depends on the possibility to go there, the possibility to be there in the equal, equal relation.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way that a sighted person.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a bit brave, I think.
And in Italy, how is the...
About a different...
Yeah.
Differences.
Yeah.
Dice quali sono le differenze, cosa ci differisce dagli altri. Quello che si è detto stamattina. Cioè, siamo tre diversi.
Compared, for example, with Graz.
Yeah.
Siamo tre diverse realtà, anche sia sociali che politiche, anche proprio a livello di educazione. Abbiamo delle tre culture essenzialmente diverse. Per esempio, mi viene in mente, cioè noi abbiamo la nostra associazione, che è l'Unione Italiana Ciechi, che è la più grande e la più diciamo storica, è nata nel 1920, mentre appunto qui a Graz, sì, anche da noi adesso qualche associazione si sta diffondendo, ma qui in Graz hanno molte più associazioni, una miriade di associazioni, e che in realtà sono soprattutto gruppi specializzati, cioè vi è l'associazione per i bambini non vedenti, per gli adulti. Noi abbiamo all'interno della nostra associazione più gruppi, più specificità, quindi all'interno della nostra associazione abbiamo i bambini ipovedenti, gli adulti non vedenti, gli adulti ipovedenti, un gruppo appunto di donne, quindi un gruppo che rientra all'interno di un'intera associazione.
Mm. So let's
We have obviously differences, because we are coming from three countries, three different cultures, three different way of see the life as regards a political, social system, and as regards our organization, it's a very big organization, different from the other organization you can find here in Graz, in Sweden, because it's an historic organization. It was born on 1920 and include different section about children, about education, about other things that here in Austria and Sweden you can find in a very little organization, very little different organization. That's why the difference.
But beside the organization, as far I'm for those who can see, I'm in a wheelchair, so I'm disabled myself. So whenever if I go abroad in any different country, for example Italy, whenever I go to Italy, I love it to be in a wheelchair in Italy, because the of course it's brilliant, because you can use really the public place. If it's a museum, it has to be wheelchair accessible, for example, which is in Austria just starting. So it's, whenever I go abroad, even in Sweden, I only was once in Sweden, in Stockholm and Linköping, and so I was traveling on my own. I just took a ticket at the railway station in Stockholm, and each train has one elevator, and you can go in. In Austria, we've got problems. I would have to ring one day before if I would go to the other part of Austria by train. So this is what I mean. If I go abroad as a handicapped person, there's a certain feeling. They do something for blind, for example. Italy, for example, all the elevators, nearly in hotels or wherever, they have acoustic signals. You know, in Austria, you don't find them. You know, in public space, for example. So this is what I mean. How do you feel being in Italian, being in Graz, and do you feel any different accessibility for being blind or visual impaired? So how is your opinion being in Graz and to move around, organize, orient yourself?
Cosa pensi riguardo all'accessibilità praticamente in Austria e in Svezia? Perché lui ad esempio dice: io sono su una sedia a rotelle, quando vengo all'estero ad esempio noto che in Italia c'è la possibilità di mi muovo abbastanza bene, negli alberghi ci sono sempre, trovo gli ascensori, ci sono le segnalazioni acustiche, insomma dice non ho grosse difficoltà così come in Svezia. Dice te che cosa differenze, cosa noti?
Sì, dunque io penso che quello che dice lei è molto vero anche in Italia, ma che sia più facile da compensare la disabilità motoria, e io stessa ho anche una disabilità motoria. Per quanto riguarda la disabilità visiva, io ritengo sinceramente che sia in Austria che in Svezia la situazione sia più progredita, nel senso che qui in Austria e anche in Svezia abbiamo per esempio i mezzi pubblici che tutti dotati degli annunci vocali, cosa che ancora in Italia e anche a Firenze sta preparandosi, approntandosi ora, ma non è così efficace come invece è in Italia e in Svezia. Allo stesso modo, per esempio, io ho trovato in Italia e in Svezia molto più razionali le fermate degli autobus, cioè la vettura si ferma, ha la possibilità di fermarsi vicinissima al marciapiede, così che anche una persona come me che si muove male ha meno difficoltà a scendere e a salire sulle vetture pubbliche. Purtroppo in Italia e soprattutto a Firenze, anche a causa, come dicevo prima, dell'architettura cittadina, questi problemi si sentono ancora e si sentono di più.
She says that she agree with you when you say that we have more accessibility, for example, for people who have physical disease, physical problems. But for example, people with impairments, visual impairments, in Italy we are not we have not the same helping that we can find, for example, here in Austria and Sweden. As regards transportation, public transportation, for example, we don't have vocal announcements on the bus. Accessibility, urban accessibility here in Austria and Sweden is organized in a very rational way in order to allow to people with a handicap to move and to walk with not very much a problem.
So Barbara, finally, we have got a few minutes left. How do you see it as being an Austrian? How do you see the situation in Sweden? If you have been there, is it easier for you to move around, to orient yourself, or in Italy, for example? How do you feel about both other countries? I think you have been there already.
I have been in Sweden.
Yeah.
I haven't had the chance to join the meeting in Florence, but to compare with Sweden, I was fascinated to walk into the city library of Gothenburg and find the whole floor with audiobooks.
Oh, really?
That was really Swedish. It's in Swedish.
Okay, so
unfortunately, otherwise I still would have been there, I think. So that's something that was really great to see that the law in Sweden. For the equal rights law in Sweden is much stronger than the Austrian one. So everything that is published can or has to be accessible to everyone who wants it. And if there's a book coming out and I'm interested in it, I can go. In Sweden, you can go to the library and say, I want to have that book in an audio version, and after a few weeks, it will be there.
Really? That's great. That's really great.
That's really great.
Yeah, Kari Niemi, I just read the last novel, so... Mikhail Niemi, the last novel out there, The Black Hole, you know. Did you read it? I love it. He's the one of the most craziest guy. So I think it's possible for you there. Just let's say like Mikhail Niemi, the new novel. In between weeks, it's available for blind people in Sweden as an audio version, or.
I think so. Yeah, I suppose it's already done if it's a new
Oops.
One.
We've got a microphone here. Yeah.
Okay. I should think it's already done because it's a new one, and I think famous authors. It's a parallel.
But who is doing it? Who is reading it? Edition? There must be lots of readers and audio tapes there. So it's
yes. Sometimes the company who what is it? The förlag publisher does it themselves, or else it's made by the government's library for visually impaired.
So there, I think you're a good situation in Sweden in that way, compared to Austria, I think.
Yes, we newly had a new law which says that it's possible to get every book published.
Yeah, and in Italy, audio libraries.
Yeah,
new stuff. Like we said before, just there is a new novel on the market and published, and so in between weeks in Sweden, there are possible to get the audio version. It's in Italy.
Dice per esempio nel caso so anche per i libri appena usciti c'è la possibilità di averli in audio di un servizio.
Sì, digli. Cioè, e noi abbiamo questa nella nostra teca. Che ha più la nostra teca, la Firenze la nostra teca Stefano Bruni. Che ha più di 1000 titoli e ha la ed è abbastanza veloce nel registrare anche le cose nuove. Insomma, sì. E per ora sono, poi verranno anche in CD, però per ora sono in audio cassetta. Possiamo tenerli 5 mesi, li prendiamo in prestito, ogni opera può essere tenuta da 5 mesi. E di questo è importante, cioè come me ne interessa, questo è importante, che questo servizio non è solo per i soci, ma è anche per tutte
Italians,
le persone che hanno una disabilità. anche temporanea.
10 seconds left. Just a short, you know. In Italy, this broadcast have to be 1 hour long. You know, I'm right. Okay, just what you said.
Yes, in Florence we have a service of audio cassettes in our organization. Yeah. We can lend, people can lend books, even the last books in the market. And we have more than 1,000 books in audio cassettes.
All right.
And people can take these books and for 5 months.
Yeah. And okay. So I have to hurry because thank you that you came here. You finally found it, and I wish you good luck and a good stay. How long will you stay in Graz?
Tomorrow.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so I hope the weather was fine. Compared to Sweden, no? For you in Italy, it must be boring here. Okay, thank you very much. This was Blind TV. Wolfgang Themel verabschiedet sich und wir sehen das nächste Mal.
Das wöchentliche Radioprogramm des Projektes Sinnlos von Wolfgang. Jeden Donnerstag 17.30 Uhr bis 18 Uhr auf Radio Helsinki. 92,6 MHz.